This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you
to Blessed Trails. My name is Belinda Gale, and I am so delighted to be your host as we visit with interesting and diverse guests. We also have the great honor of featuring our guests' gospel, patriotic, and uplifting music, most all of which has a definite Western flair. And sometimes we even get to share their poetry. Today's guest is very dear to me and someone I consider a sister of the heart. But we not only get her today, we get two of her girls as well. So let's kick off this show with her lively, fun, and quasi-autobiographical song, Girl Meets West.
Did you come looking for the girl next door? Well, she don't live here anymore. She's got money for her pocket, a Bible for her soul, gas in the tank and a wide open road. Why she don't work 9 to 5 is your best guess. That's just what happens when girl meets west. Someday she'll motor to your hometown, tune up her 6-string, throw some music down. Songs like bullets that will pierce your pain, make you feel all back in the saddle again. If you start feeling clammy, a shortness of breath, she's put you into cowboy cardiac arrest. Boy meets girl, girl meets guitar. Pretty soon she's swinging on a Dale Evans star. Started singing for the money, stayed in for the fun. This cowgirl knows how the West is done. Girl knows you are. cowboy's her new address. That's just what happens when girl meets west.
To the top of Western music in a relatively short period of time, and with good reason. Not only is she an amazing singer, pulling easily from gut-wrenching and powerful ballads to toe-tapping, quirky, full of fun pieces like you just heard, she is also an accomplished performer and musician. And while I love her to pieces and I think she's extraordinary, I'm not the only one. She has quickly accumulated numerous prestigious awards from not only the Western Music Association, but from several other Western and Western music organizations as well. And I am so very proud and delighted to welcome back to the show my precious sister of the heart, and more important, my sister in the Lord, Mary Kay. Welcome, sister.
Oh, it is so fun for me to be on with you, V. It's just wonderful.
We're going to have a good time, and I'm just so, I have to say, we're going to talk about it a little bit more, but I am just so blown away by your new album. We will, you know, definitely talk about that in a second, but just to kind of catch people up, I don't know if we've had you on the show before, and we had a ball and really introduced you to all my listeners and a little bit of your background, but you were a full-time mom for many, many, many years with 10 kids.
Yes.
You can't get much more full-time than that. And then what year was it that you decided to really step out with your music and got involved with Western music? I can't remember now how long ago that was.
Gosh, 2009, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, 2009.
So what, 6 years? I mean, in 6 years, you have accomplished so much in 6 years. I'm just so blown away and you're just such a wonderful addition to Western music and just so proud of you. And you're doing the whole ranch thing, and even more so now than ever. Tell us a little bit. You just moved. So
yeah, we did.
Majorly moved. So tell us about that.
Well, we moved to a really beautiful area called, it's a town called Escalante. And it's out near Bryce Canyon. It's honestly one of the most beautiful places on the earth. And we just wanted more space, more wide open spaces, and we've always loved this area, and lots of tourists come through, and we figured they would love to hear some Western music. So we also have horses and a daughter, a grown daughter, and her husband who are moving here, and we'll be doing horse business with them. So we're excited. It's a lot of work,
yes.
But we're excited.
Yes, so you're still unpacking. When I was speaking with you yesterday, I'm like, so what are you doing? I'm carrying a box from one room to another. So.
Yep, exactly.
I'm so excited to hear you. Now, your daughter was living in Nashville, right?
Right.
So she's moving to Escalante with you guys.
Yep, they sold the farm there, and they're moving here, we're still trying to find the right place for our horses, but we will find it, and it's going to be exciting. So,
really exciting. And even more exciting, with her comes your grandbaby.
Yes, and one on the way. She's having another one in March.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's so exciting. They have all close together. So it just kind of blows me away that you have like almost your grandmother, grandma too. And how old is Cece? Like eight?
Cece's
like
10
that?
Now.
10. Oh my gosh, 10.
She's 10. Yeah. So we, of the 10 children, we still have 4 at home. They're the 4 youngest girls.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So lots of life changes for you, but good ones. Really, really good ones. Oh my goodness. So tell me now about this new CD. I mean, honestly, Mary, I'm thinking this is your best yet. I am loving
Thank you.
So tell us that. How long was it in the making? And give us a little background on this new CD and what your feel for it was, what you were going for.
Well, as you've probably understood or come to experience in your years of performing, is that farming, ranching, cowboying, life in the rural West, it really varies from place to place. And as you travel and share music with people, you get this amazing perspective on the audiences that you're singing for, and you really develop a real genuine love and appreciation and respect for farming and ranching in various areas. And I think that the travel and the kind of the life experience really accumulated and came full circle in this CD. And that's why we named it Ride a Wide Circle, because it's a song that Ride a Wide Circle is a song about a generational ranching family. But as an entertainer, we ride a wide circle as well.
Uh-huh.
And so it has a double meaning, and I wanted all of that experience and love and respect to come together in this music. And I just really feel Brad is my husband, my manager, my best friend, and my co-producer, and he and I just put our whole heart and soul into this. So we're very pleased.
Oh, well, you can sure feel it. And I'm thinking, it looks like you've written all but one of these songs.
I did a traditional song, Leavin' Cheyenne is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Also, we did a song that John Denver covered, and that's called Song of Wyoming. And that's
at the end
of the CD. I co-wrote two of the songs as well.
Oh, wow. Well, it's just going to be, it's an amazing CD, and I'm really, really excited to get to hear it in its entirety. We're going to do one of the songs from that album right now. And of course, the opener was also from that CD, correct?
This is the song, it's called
opening,
Women and Horses.
Right, but the opening song, Girl Meets West, that's also from your new CD.
Yes, sorry, I didn't make that question clear.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I gotcha.
We're on the same page. So tell us about Women and Horses and what inspired you to write this song.
This is a song co-written with Dale Page, who is just a wonderful wordsmith and poet. And he and I have been collaborating on a story song, and the collaboration took a long time, and it was a completely different song. And then at the last minute, right before I was recording, he sent me the lyrics to this song. And as a favor, as a friend to him, I sat down and I came up with a melody. But I couldn't get this song out of my head. And so I ended up putting this song on the CD and not the one that we had spent months working on.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
isn't it amazing how that happens?
It is amazing. I had overwritten songs for this project. There were probably five or six songs that I wrote that didn't make it on the CD.
Mm.
So that this song, though, is very, very special. I was concerned about it being long, but for many people, it's their favorite song on the CD.
Wow. And just a little note of encouragement about, you know, tabling songs. I mean, I had songs from 20 years ago when I first started in the business that I wanted to record, and just for whatever reason, they always got, you know, pushed off the edge when it came right down to the mix of which songs were going to be recorded and done. And I pulled those forward onto my Granite Mountain CD, which went on to be, you know, my award-winning CD. So, you know, there's a time for these songs. You know, when it's their time, they'll make it onto the CD. So just put those treasures away and hang on to them. It just wasn't time.
I will. That's good advice.
Yep. So we're going to listen now to her collaboration with Dale Page called Women and Horses.
Mm-hmm.
rivers relentless in falling and turning to make its escape from the mountain terrain. Then seemingly tired of its tumbling and churning, it slows for rest as it spreads across the plain. Then where it widens in cool rocky ripples, where eons of floods lay the wide valley floor, as sunlight through pines paints in dapples and stipples, a woman looks out from her rough cabin floor. Both left their mark. They burn her and lash her from daybreak till dark. It's tough to compete with natural forces. This country's sure tough on women and horses. Women and horses. She looks across the meadow where cattle are grazing, knee deep in the grass, growing tall, thick, and green. The fine blooded mares and the foals they are raising go on with their commonplace daily routine. And far down the meadow, she sees the old gelding, a pensioner here to live out his life. Like her, this old pony is tired and aging. The pensions aren't paid to a cattleman. There's chores every day, her work never stops. There's no time for rest, and she works till she drops. She's not keeping score, but she wonders who's winning. This country's sure tough on horses and women. Horses and and women. Face once so soft has been taken by wrinkles. Her hair, once her glory, is frosted with gray. Her eyes are surrounded by crow's feet and crinkles. And you fade a little each passing day. But now from the doorway she spots the lone rider. She thinks of the obstacles they've overcome, and she smiles at the thought that he'll soon be beside her, and scorns that old adage repeated by life's tough in this land, no one can deny. But she's got fresh air, the grass and the sky. She scorns city life and haughty discourses. This country's just right for women and horses. Women and horses, women and horses.
Oh, Mary, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. And Gary shared with me it's his favorite song on the CD. So you did good, sister.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, crisscross this country in Canada and all over the place, you and Brad for several years, you know, and then All of a sudden there was two little tag-alongs showing up at the show. So tell me how the Cake Sisters came about.
Well, we knew that they liked singing, and we knew that we were going to be traveling anyway, and we could see our family as they grew and moved away that it would become possible at some point to bring the younger girls with us, because in the past it had just been too many kids to travel with.
Mm-hmm.
So we started working with them, and teaching them harmony, teaching them their instruments, and it is a process, and we're a busy family. But something very magical about family harmonies and singing with them on stage, people will quite often tell me after a show that I just am so happy when they're singing. And for me, honestly, it's just a dream come true. I love singing and I love creating music. You know that, Belinda. But to have those girls on stage with me just is, I mean, I couldn't ask God for any sweeter gift. So it's just a really wonderful thing for me and for Brad.
So did they, is this something they aspire to, or you brought it up to them?
I forced them. The tell-all book's going to come out someday.
You will learn this instrument and you will learn harmony because you
That's
are
right.
on the road. Well, we're going to get their take on that. So,
All right.
The oldest of the Cake Sisters is Sophia, right? So how old is Sophia?
Yeah. Okay, here's Sophia.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia.
Hello.
So how old are you? Are you nervous about being on the radio?
Just a little.
Little? Yeah, well, it's just me, and you know me, and so we're just going to talk, Sophia.
Oh, it's a real pleasure being on the radio with you, Belinda.
Thank you, sweetheart. And how old are you, Sophia?
I'm 17.
17. Oh, my gosh. You girls are just growing up so stinking fast. It's just not fair. So tell me, Sophia, when your mom, like, broached you guys with this idea of you, you know, learning to sing and play instruments and go on the road with them, what was your feelings about that?
It's funny that you use the word approach. I use the word forced. She drug us along, hand and foot, screaming all the way. But it's been a real treat. Yeah.
So when she first told you that was her plan, what did you think?
I think, well, okay. I guess I'll learn to play guitar. And she knows best. Moms do know best. And I've really, really realized that I have a real gift for it. And I just love singing for people. And I love singing with my sister and my mom.
So that's a really fun thing. So now how is that working in as far as with school? How does that work for you?
Oh, well, it's working. I'm making it work, at least. It's been a real challenge, but, I mean, we just barely moved to this new school, and the kids are really nice, and the teachers are great, and they work with your schedule. It's just really, really nice community that we just moved to. I'm just really excited to get to know them better and just hopefully graduate from school this year and just get ready to move into the world.
Wow. And unlike most kids that are out there singing and traveling with their families, you guys are not homeschooled. You're in public school. And so that does
have
different challenges. So it's really awesome that the school and the teachers and the other kids are very open and helping and working with you guys on that. That's a very cool thing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So tell us something really fun that we need to know about Millie.
About Millie? Ooh.
Yeah.
Millie is very much of a, I would almost want to say like a diva. She's her own little diva.
She's her own little diva.
You can't tell me Millie what to do. She's her own self.
Okay, well, be careful what you're sharing with me because Millie's going to get a shot at this. So Millie's the little diva of the bunch. So Millie is kind of like your mom then, right?
Oh, yeah. Millie's a mini Mary, but with an extra flavor.
With extra flavor. Well, then that makes her extra special because your mom is pretty special.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for talking with us, Sophia. And let's get Millie on the phone and see what she thinks.
Hello.
Hi, Millie. How are you, sweetie?
I am so great.
Oh, well, that's good. So I asked Sophia how old she is. How old are you, sweetheart?
I am 15 now.
Wow.
Yep. I'm just growing up.
Girls are just seriously growing up way too fast. But what a fun age to be traveling with your mom. Now, I'm going to ask you some of the same questions I asked Sophia because, you know, you each have a different experience of this. So when your mom, you know, came to you guys with this idea that you guys were going to learn an instrument and start singing and traveling with her and your dad, share with us what feelings you had and what your thoughts were around that.
I was actually really excited. I've always loved singing, and it's just been one of my talents that I knew I had and I had to pursue. And so when my mom came to me with that idea, I was just overjoyed, actually.
Wow.
A little nervous, though, honestly.
Well, of course. I mean, we all are. So when you get up in front of people and just kind of bare your soul, it's scary stuff. So Sophia learned the guitar. What instrument were you assigned? Or did you choose?
I chose to play mandolin. I always thought it was so intriguing how fast people could do the chords on that, and I always wanted to just learn an instrument, and that was the one for me.
Wow. And you are more the soloist of the two. Am I correct? You have more solos than Sophia. And so tell us how that feels, like stepping out and being a soloist like that.
It is very stressful. And being kind of the lead singer in our trio, it's very stressful. You have to make sure you know your stuff, and you have to make sure that you get up on stage with the confidence you need to kind of carry the group. But having a trio and singing with my mom and Sophia, it feels like they're also like backing me up and that they've got my back if I mess up accidentally. Mm-hmm. So that's also an amazing thing to have.
I'm sure they, especially your mom, and I'm just guessing, but knowing, you know, how tried and true and professional your mom is and how much experience that she has, that I would think that would have to feel like an anchor for you guys and kind of a rock that you guys can lean on.
Yes, she is an amazing mentor for us. Amazing.
Yes, she is. So any songwriting inclinations with you and Sophia? Have you guys thought about writing some of your own music? Because your mom is an amazing songwriter, as we all know.
She is, but I don't know if I have the same talent as her and her writing skills. I've written down a couple tunes, but I'm pretty sure if I practice and practice, you know, they will get better. But my mom's music is just so amazing to me.
Well, she's been working at it a long time, Millie, and she's been writing a lot of songs for a lot of years. And the more you write, the better you get. So I would love to see what you kind of come up with. So I'm going to ask you now the same question I asked Sophia. So tell us something that we need to know about Sophia. Just some fun bit of information about Sophia. Did you hear what she said about you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good. That's probably a good thing.
Oh, probably.
Well, what were you going to share about Sophia?
One thing about Sophia, she is very... How do I put this? She is so sweet in her own words, and she always knows the right thing to say when you need it, and she always loves, she practices more than anyone. I know.
Right.
She loves having things perfect, and that's a good thing. So
That is a good thing, as long as you understand that total perfection is elusive.
I know.
You cut yourself a little break, because if you really think that perfection is attainable, then you're going to make yourself crazy. So
yes.
You can get really close. You can get really close.
And she tries.
Yes, yes she does. So your mom is not on the phone. Is she within phone reach, or did she wander off someplace?
She's right here.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to get her back on the phone to introduce our next song. It was fun talking with you, Millie. Thank you, sweetheart.
It was fun talking to you, too. Okay, here she is.
All righty.
Hey, Belinda.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, your girls are so fun. And did you hear what Sophia said about Millie and Millie said about Sophia?
No, I didn't. I've been trying to take care of the other kids.
That's funny.
Sorry.
Sophia says that Millie is a bit of a diva and likes to have her own way. And Millie said Sophia's just the sweetest thing and always so encouraging. What Sophia said about her, she said, no, I didn't. I said, oh, that's probably good.
It's okay. I think you have to have a little bit of diva in you sometimes to be a singer.
And I do have to confess, I said, so Millie is just like your mom then. And she said, oh, yes. Yeah. Minnie Mary.
Oh, I don't know if you remember that first time that I met you. We were in the bathroom together, and I didn't have a hat yet. I was fixing my hair, and you came out, and you were talking. I had some of the little girls with me, and you said, you know, you have to have some attitude to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that, and I thought, that is so true. You really do, and I think some of it's confidence, and you have to know that you've got that connection to God, and that gives you confidence.
It does. And I mean, I don't know about you. And we've talked, I do know about you because you and I have talked about this a lot, but I just can't even imagine trying to tackle this kind of a career without having God as the foundation and the source of our strength, the source of our direction, the source of what kind of keeps us rolling, because this is an insane career. And it really can beat you up if you take everything seriously. You have to really be able to back away from it and just go, it's in God's hands. I'm not going to even worry about that. It's, you know, God's got this.
Exactly.
And
right. Yeah.
If you don't, you just go crazy. I can see why musicians and singers and people in this industry that don't know the Lord, why they turn to alcohol and drugs and all of the other things that they do to try to cope with the insanity that's part of this business. We're really fortunate.
Yeah, it's true. I'd always heard that was the case with entertainers, but it really is true. It's hard on your heart sometimes to be a singer.
Yes, it really is. But we have the Lord, and so we have that rock to cling to that helps smooth out a lot of things for us. And so that's cool. And it's fun that you're modeling that for your girls too, because if this is something that obviously they're going to be doing it with you as they're getting older here, but also if they really want to strike out on their own, it's going to be nice for them to have, they know the ropes, you know, they know how to lean on the Lord through these tough times because of what you and Brad are modeling for them. And that's amazing. I'm so proud of you for that.
And I
know you kind of pulled them into this, but they sound like they're having fun and they're enjoying it.
They are. I delight to hear them meeting people or even on the radio. I heard a little bit about their interview with you so far, and I love to hear their confidence. And that's, to me, that just means everything, that they feel confident and happy as young women. And I think that comes across on stage and in the music too.
It does. And it doesn't hurt that they're just beautiful girls, too. So
easy on the eyes.
Inside and out, they're beautiful young women, and that really comes across when they're performing as well. So, neat. But we're going to move on now to our next song, and I believe Millie is singing background vocals for you on this one.
Correct.
You want to go ahead and introduce The Town That Raised Me and tell us about this song.
We wrote this for the town that we moved from, and it was also inspired a little bit about the town we moved to, because it was inspired by someone who said something about how Escalante was the town that raised them. The song explains itself, but it's very hard for us to sing on live because we all start crying. It's our song that really is so close to our hearts that we just cry. But I know it's going to mean a lot to other people that grew up in a town like this.
Well, it's a wonderful song, and I'm really eager to share it with everyone. So we're going to listen now to The Town That Raised Me.
Thank you. My whole world is this small town where I got lost and I got found. Barefoot summers and hot tar roads, penny candy and sunburnt nose. When my heart found its rhythm, when my first love asked me to go with them. County fair on an August night, this town knows how to end a summer ride. Cotton candy in the rodeo, every face is a face you know. The place that's just so good, one never quite recovers from a happy childhood. This is the town that raised me. This is the place where I had room to grow. Miles and miles from bright light cities, where time marches on, but it marches slow. This is the town that raised me. And in my commandments, one golden rule. Summer work on local ranches, football games and high school dances. Who wouldn't want to live this way? Why would you ever want to saddle up and ride away? This is a town that raised me. Miles and miles from bright light cities, where time marches on, but it marches slow. This is the town that raised me. And in my heart, one thing I know, through all the ups and downs of living, I can never get too low, because it is the town that raised me. The town that raised me. My whole world is this small town where I got lost and I got.
Wow. Listen to Millie. Oh,
I know.
Beautiful. Oh, you Thanks. Have to be so proud, Mary.
I am. You know, singing harmony and recording is so tough, matching phrasing
yes.
and all of that. So.
Yes, especially, and you phrase very differently, which is part of your sound, which is part of what sets you apart. That having worked with you on a song before, like I can appreciate.
Yes, you know, don't you?
Yes, I can. But the good thing is, once you get it down on, you know, recorded, then it is what it is, and you just have to learn it and get it figured out. So the
yes.
challenge with you is doing that live, because you just kind of change every time you sing it. You do it a little differently.
I know.
So.
What? I do that?
What?
Never.
Don't we all, though? Don't we all take to that to some extent? Well, I guess I didn't realize until we were talking about it in the show that the girls performing with you and Brad were was more your idea than theirs, which I find interesting. But so cool that they're like, if mom says it's a do, then we're gonna jump in and make it work. And wow, that's amazing, especially with teenagers, basically, is who you're dealing with, because they're 15 and 17 now, so they must have been like 12, 14-ish
yeah.
when you were...
Yeah, started, old. Yeah.
Yes. So tell me, I mean, part of it was, you know, it would be easier to take the kids with us, but really, can you kind of give us, for anybody who out there is maybe listening and maybe they're contemplating, you know, doing something like this with their kids and, you know, maybe this is something we want to do. And can you just kind of give us, you know, what was the thought process for you and Brad, the reason you even wanted to do it in the first place? And then what are the challenges or the positives that you feel like you guys encounter?
Well, I think one of the main reasons why it's important that we're doing this is because Millie has an extraordinary voice, and it's still developing, but it's a very unusual voice, and I don't think I've never heard anything like it. The tone of it is just beautiful. And so quite often, Sophia and I are used to singing with her and just having people come up afterwards and ignore us and go right up to Millie and just tell her what a beautiful voice she has. yeah, that's a little, you know, poor mom's ego. But she's just, I knew that she needed, that she had a gift from God. And I wanted to support her in that. And she's, you know, unfortunately, she has seen me with the real life of a musician. And that is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of traveling. It's you know, she sees me get home at 2 a.m, you know, just exhausted. And so I think in her mind, she was thinking, that is something I don't ever want to do. Mm-hmm. So I wanted her to show her what I'm doing when I'm out there and singing for people. And you know, Sophia is so gifted on the guitar as well. And she is really the secret sauce of the sound that we make. And we tease her, we call her Sophia Secret Sauce, because she is, we just do not sound the same without her third part. And I think the challenge for us is we're busy, and so it's hard to find time sometimes. And then when we do get together to rehearse, it's hard to be kind. I find myself, I'm used to working with professional musicians, and I catch myself being less than kind sometimes. And so I have to really I have to step back and say, oh, these are my little girls. And so we have a prayer when we first start rehearsing, and our main goal for every rehearsal is see if we get through the rehearsal without anybody crying. That's our goal. And so families that are contemplating performing together, they do need to realize that you are embarking on a professional relationship with your children, and that just brings on a whole new layer of interesting, because the girls need to we explain to them very carefully that as soon as we step out of the house to go perform at a festival that has paid us good money to perform for them and represent their concert or their festival or their event, we actually consider ourselves working from the time that we leave our house. And so we hold our children to that standard too. And, you know, life on the road, it is hard. And you're meeting people and remembering names. You've got important parts that you need to remember. And so it's yet you're still a parent to these children. And so it's interesting, but prayer is really the thing that really, we have had special, special moments praying. And I don't know if you have time, but when we singing, we were singing on the border right between Nevada and Utah at a place called the Border Inn, and it was for this really great gathering called the Sheep Herders Gathering of local folks. And so we were all gathered together to pray, and we were happened to be standing on the Nevada side. And little Millie, it's when we first started singing, she said, we were all holding hands, and she said, shouldn't we go pray on the Utah side? Oh, my goodness. We just busted a gut. But those prayers and moments like that, you wouldn't have those if you don't, or you're not traveling together. Right. And so it's worth it. But there are, you know, challenges.
Yes, Yes. And so your favorite part besides, I mean, obviously, you know, having your girls with you and being able to exhibit your faith and let them see how that's woven into your career is really awesome. So what are the positives and in addition to praying together, what are some of the other ways that you can really demonstrate and live out your faith for your girls when you're on the road?
I like them being able to see people of all different religious faiths.
Mm.
I like them having more of a diverse experience growing up and learning that there are good people in this country and in the world. I know that my love for our country and grew when I started traveling, and my faith in my country grew because I was beginning to think that all the good people were just, there were none left except right where I lived. And what you learn by traveling is that there are so many amazingly good people. And I like the girls being able to see that. And we learn, everybody that we meet or stay with, we learn important things from them, and it's just a gift to have that happen.
Wow. Well, I admire you, and I really love what you're doing with your girls, and I'm really excited to see them mature and grow and develop, and, you know, where in 5 years where they're going to be. That will be such a huge difference. I mean, we look at our other young people that we've seen blossom, and what 5 years, what the difference makes for, like, Kristen and
they
for Mickey
so
Daniels.
Fast.
They
yeah.
do. They're so brilliant, and they're just little sponges to soak it up and just make it their own and come out with something totally new. And so it's going to be fun to follow your girls. And as soon as you guys cut an album with those girls on it, we are so getting you back on the show so we can feature that. I really want everybody
we'll do
to
that. We'll do
that. Yes. So I know you just released your new album, but what's on the horizon for you guys? What are some goals that you've set as a family, and where are you guys headed?
My goal this year, personally, with music is to honor the music that I've written by creating, by working on music videos. And also I've been doing a series of travel videos called Girl Meets West, and I'll expand on that and share the experience more. And then as a family, we're just going to continue to learn material. I've seen family groups perform where it's just kind of more of a memorized show. And for my girls, I really want them to experience what it feels like to be an artist, whatever that means to them. And I heard her mentioning songwriting. I just want them to really have a full experience instead of just being performing, you know, kids. I want them to experience the joy of music. And so we're going to keep learning arrangements, keep seeing what works. We'll have more opportunities to sing in this town for tourists coming through, so they'll have a lot more opportunities to perform live, more so than where we used to live. So that's kind of, we're just going to keep working and developing this year. And as for me personally, yeah, definitely I'm going to get more on the media and YouTube and other sources on the internet.
Wow. More power to that stuff just boggles my mind. I just, if it wasn't for Gary doing all he does behind the scenes on this show, I would just be lost. So my hat's off to you, girlfriend.
Oh gosh.
Well, we're going to do next song I wanted them to, and Millie, I think, is singing on this one as well, Wild in the West. Do you want to intro this for us?
Such a special song. This song was written after our family had an experience backpacking together, and it got late, and we were hiking in the dark, and we ended up getting to the waterfall that we were hiking to, and in the dark. And if you've never seen a waterfall in the dark, you just experience it on a whole different level, and we were able to experience that feel of smallness and feeling so small. And so this song was written the day afterwards, and it was originally meant to have no harmony, but the harmony on it is just God-inspired. I can't even tell you how special it is. This song is so special to me.
Well, I'm eager for everyone to hear it, Wild in the West.
When the sun sinks down, ground on these wide open places that I love. When I take a minute to feel the world in me in it, I think that heaven above, and I squint my eyes and a tear of all surprise, and I stop and let myself feel small. 'Cause it's all here, my own wild frontier. Aren't we all pioneers after all? Are we all pioneers after all? And I need this wilderness like I need cool water or a lover's caress. And I did not decide, I just know that the wild everywhere is in my soul. Those out there that need faith, not just air, and the wild western wind calls their name in a land that's free. This is where I choose to be. There's no better place than nowhere. There's no better place than nowhere. I need cool water or a lover's caress. And I did not decide, I just know that the wild earth is in my soul. And I stop and let myself feel small. 'Cause it's all here, my own wild frontier. Aren't we all pioneers after all? Yes, we're all pioneers after all. And I need cool water or a lover's caress. And I did not decide, I just know that the wild of the west, the wild of the west, is in my
song. I have to apologize. I totally blew the title, and you graciously did not correct me, but my wonderful producer Gary came during the song and said, you kind of messed up that title.
That's okay. It was very close.
He said Wild in the West was more about him, Wild in the West.
That's right. That's a different song, Belinda.
A different song. This is The Wild of the West. So we got that figured out. Oh, gosh. Well, Mary, thank you for being on and your girls. It was just so fun to get to know a little bit more about them, and we're going to be looking for great things from them and from you. And you are so good about all this social media and how the different ways that people can get in touch with you. Do you want to run that down really quickly where people can find your music and find you and stay connected with you?
The best thing to do is Google Mary Kay Western Singer. And just remember a silent E at the end of K. And that will connect you to Facebook, Instagram, my website. But what the biggest thing you could do if you want to stay in touch with me is join my email family. And you go to my website by Googling Mary Kay Western Singer. And you can sign up for a free song and be signed up on my email. And we keep in touch with you when I'm going to be in your neck of the woods to sing.
Nice. Well, I hope that every one of them does that. And I am just so thrilled for all your success and so proud of you and everything that you're accomplishing and bringing the girls along. It's just so fun. It's so fun to watch you blossom and grow and become so much more than I think you ever even thought that this would be. And so I'm real excited for you. And we're going to close out our little part with you guys with a song that I really love. I really love the message of this song. And one of my favorite lines in it is, if your dream, you know, your dream is big enough only if it scares you a little. Otherwise, it's not big enough.
That's right.
So tell us about this song, and we're going to close out our little part with you with this song.
Well, I think that you're a good example of this song, and I want to just express my love back to you. You are truly not just a friend, but a real mentor to me, and I think you're a good example in Western music has set the tone for our genre of music being one of the most accessible and one of the most wonderful genres of music. Western music is the best-kept secret in American music, and you're one of the reasons why. So this, I'm going to dedicate this song to you because you have a dream that you've been big enough to follow. So I love you, Belinda. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, Mary. And I can't wait for everybody to hear Big Enough.
Sometimes you'll feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Something about those Wrangler jeans and Justin boots. No time to lose and no time to waste. You're running for the win and not for the chase. But all your dreams are gonna take their toll. It ain't easy getting a rock to roll. It ain't the size of your success, I'm told. It's all about the size of your soul. Are you big enough to get back on? You've been bucked off. Are you big enough to keep keeping on? The trail gets rough. Are you big enough to stay in the south, no matter what may come? 'Cause your dreams ain't big enough. They don't scare you, son. When I look right in your eyes of root beer brown, you're heading for the city. You're so done with this small town. You were raised upright with hay in your hair, wide open spaces, Rocky Mountain air. Just be your own best kind of brave. Don't ever be afraid of being afraid. If you'll be big enough to pray, you'll be big enough in every way. Are you big enough to get back on when you've been bucked off? Are you big enough to keep keeping on when the trail gets rough? Are you big enough to stay in the saddle no matter what may? 'Cause your dreams ain't big enough if they don't scare you, son. Say hello to your fears and look them straight in the eye. There ain't nothing worth doing that ain't worth giving it a try. So don't settle for walking God's green earth when you were born. Get back on when you've been
Are you big enough to keep keeping on when the trail gets rough? Are you big enough to stay in the saddle no matter what may come? 'Cause your dreams ain't big enough. No, they're never nearly big enough. No, your dreams ain't big enough. If they don't scare you,
that song, and I love that line. And I don't know about y'all, but it was so much fun for me to have Mary Kay and her delightful girls, Sophia and Melly, on the show with us today. Mary and I have had long conversations about the ins and outs and ups and downs of this crazy music business and how important it is to stay grounded by keeping the Lord in the center of all we do. I'm so proud of Mary's God-honoring work ethic and all that she has accomplished, and I'm even more proud of the fact that with every step of the way, she is putting her total trust in our precious Lord. That puts me in mind of some of my favorite scriptures. The first is found in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. The one thing that is common for all of us, no matter what our lifestyle or circumstance or job or career path, is that there are always uncertainties. There's always going to be ups and downs and twists and turns, and trying to negotiate all of that in and of ourselves is, quite frankly, unbelievably stressful and even sometimes frightening. And that is quite the opposite of how the Lord wants us to experience this life. So how do we get from stressed and frightened to relaxed and confident? Trust. Trust in our precious Lord. Trust that he loves us and wants only good for us. Trust in his character, that he is incapable of lying and will always keep his word. You can confidently trust in all of the many, many promises he has given us in his word. Promises like he will never leave nor forsake us, that he will always guide us, and that he has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. In Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14, he tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." He's always there for us. And not only does he make us all these promises to lead, guide, and be there for us, he went even further when he sent his precious beloved son to suffer and die for us, to completely and ultimately atone for all of our sin. So that not only would we have life, but we would have it more abundantly. Satan would have us believe that unending stress and fear and pain and pressure is just how it is on this earth. But that is a lie. We have a choice. To choose Satan's way or to choose God's way, to trust. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus tells us, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Did you catch that again? Not just life, but abundant life. Now, we will all have our challenges, and because there's sin and Satan in this world, negative things will happen, and we may make less than desirable choices and decisions at times. That is where those amazing promises from our Lord kick in. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, we are assured, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. So he will never put on us more than we can bear, and he will always provide a way out." And then in Philippians 4:13, Paul tells us, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." That is where our strength comes from. That is where our power comes from. That is where our peace comes from, trusting in the Lord. Well, that wraps our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. Thank you again to our very special guests, Mary Kay and Sophia and Millie, the Kay sisters, for visiting and sharing with us today. And there is never a big enough thank you for my amazing producer, Gary Holt, for all he does behind the scenes to make this show happen. Please check out all of the other fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember that they are all archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app that allows you to take us on the go with you. And if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today, and until next week, may all your trails be blessed.
Thank you.